Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, we've told you before about plans to build a low-carbon district on land close to Cambridge North Station and to adjoining business parks. Now, the Greater Cambridge Shared Planning Service, that's a partnership between South Cambridgeshire District Council and Cambridge City Councils, is asking for people's thoughts on the aspirations for the area and the issues and options to be addressed. We're joined on the line by Aidan van der Weyer, who is the deputy leader on South Cambridgeshire District Council. Good morning, Aidan.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us. There's a significant build, clearly, which is going to be happening in North Cambridge. What's already been decided?
Well, nothing's been decided, really, about this area. It is an extremely exciting opportunity to develop a whole new area of Cambridge. And this is the area from the new Cambridge North Station, northwards all the old sidings, Cowley Road area, and the sewage works. So nothing's been decided. We're just at the very start of the planning process, deciding the basic principles of how we should develop the area.
I often wonder about these consultations. Are there genuinely things, because obviously your people, both South Cams and also Cambridge City Council, will have looked at the area, you'll have done studies, you'll have worked this out, you'll have worked that out, and we'll talk in a moment about the Anglian Water aspect of it. But do consultations really throw up things that you might have forgotten?
Yeah, yes, I'm quite sure that this consultation will, and the further rounds. We haven't done a lot of very detailed work yet, so we haven't sort of got a very fixed plan of what we want to happen. So there's a lot of discussion there about the type of development, where it could go, how the new development will fit together with the science park and the existing residential areas, King's Hedges and Chesterton and Abbey. I mean, there's an awful lot to work out. And there's some suggestions in the document that we're putting out now. But I'm absolutely certain that where we end up will be very, very different to what we're putting out now. So it is well worth engaging with us, looking at and giving us your feedback.
And one particular thing which really does stand out is the carbon neutral side of the development. How will that work? I'm imagining that there's already, I'm reading our travel bulletins every morning that the Milton Interchange, for example, is particularly congested from all directions, A10, A14. So how do you square that, the carbon neutral side, with whatever you do? I suspect more traffic in that area.
Well, we've got to design it in a way that avoids putting more pressure on the roads, the existing roads, and there is no intention to sort of just build more roads to feed it. I mean, we have an opportunity here. There's a lot of advantages to this location. We've got a train station with good links north and south. We've also got the guided busway that ends here. We're just starting to build the Chisholm Trail, the cycle route right across Cambridge with the new bridge over the Cam. So the public transport, the cycling, the walking links, they were extremely good. So we've got to make sure that they're really at the heart of what we're doing. The other advantage we've got is we've got lots of employment areas, the science park, but as well just over the river, you've got Marshalls, and then not far away, train road area, you've got Addenbrookes, employment areas, and we'll be. There'll be new employment opportunities within this site, very close to residential areas.
So if
we can't do it here, we can't do it anywhere.
So in theory, people wouldn't necessarily need to have a car, and there would be public transport, he said optimistically, to take them from the development across to either the Science Park or Addenbrookes, as you mentioned.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, there will be. There's already the guided bus and the trainer there. The city bus services service area, and that will be improved. There will be with the GCP starting to look at plans for a bus route, segregated bus route to Waterbeach, Newtown. So that'll be a very good link there, both to the Newtown and the employment sites around there. So it will be very possible to live here without a car or using a car very rarely.
I do worry about that, because when a new build comes in the centre of Cambridge here, and the little bits and pieces,
you know, you get, I don't know, I'm making this up of sorts, but 10 car parking places for 20 flats, and then all of a sudden the streets nearby become littered with cars. Is there anything you can do to stop that sort of thing happening in North Cambridge?
Yes, part of the design is part of it, but I think we've got to see, look a little bit further ahead. I mean, this development is not going to happen for many years yet as we go through the process. I mean, as you said, you're going to come back and talk about the waterworks, but we've got to design it, but also got to recognise how car people's travel habits are changing. Car sharing will be used much more. I mean, car ownership among younger people is declining. People are much more looking for alternative uses. So I think if we are working with the way that our travel patterns are changing, I think we can achieve this.
And Anglia Water's water treatment facility, that pretty crucial to the plans. It's there, and some would say it's resulting in the famous Milton Pong. So many people will be pleased to see that out of the way. But you've got to put it somewhere. What happens? What have your discussions with Anglian Water thrown up so far?
So this is an entirely separate process, and that is being managed by Anglian Water. That they are going to sort of run that process of very carefully looking at the other options. That's not really going to start with the combined authority. And the Cambridge Council have put in a bid to the National Housing Infrastructure Fund to pay for the movement of the water treatment works. We're not going to hear anything about that for a couple of months, I would have thought, to confirmation. So if we get that, then that process of working out what alternative locations will start.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had a very brief conversation with Anglian Water, just going through the outline of the criteria that you need to think about. But then when we get sort of some certainty about it, I mean, obviously they can't do any work until they know there's some certainty about it. Then we can start getting into the details. And obviously that process will be absolutely open, working closely with all the communities around in this area, both Cambridge, Milton, and Waterbeach, and the villages are all around. Because obviously it's going to be a big change to the area, to how the functions, and I'm quite sure there will be a lot of concerns about what the impact will be.
And right now, if people have been listening this morning, they're thinking, yeah, I've got a view on this, and they want to get in touch. Presumably there's ways to get in, if you like, on both the South Cambridgeshire District Council website, your own council, and also the City Council as well.
That's right, yes. So this is a joint consultation with Cambridge City and South Cams. The site is partly in South Cams, partly in Cambridge City. And both of our websites have the information on there and the sort of forms to fill in to give your feedback. I mean, there's a lot of information on there, but I'd really encourage you, even if you have a comment on one or two comments on just one or two aspects, to give a view.
OK, well, that's great. Well, look, Aidan, thank you very much for joining us this morning to talk about all of that. I suspect this might be one of those subjects that we'll return to from time to time. But thank you very much for now. Dr. Aidan van der Weyer, who's a deputy leader on South Cambridgeshire District Council. At the revelation of the inch is on the way after the travel at 8:20.